Now, you're most welcome back to the program. Bobby with you all the way till 12 o'clock. We're here in Malahide in the wonderful Bon Appetit restaurant. It's a beautiful Georgian building looking out over the sea. It's a spectacular environment. And we've a room full of wonderful people here from Malahide. And we're looking at their main street, their high street. And I want to have a look at the actual village itself. Now, we heard very eloquently there before the break from Dermot Bannon. He painted a good picture for us. But it's time to talk to some traders and some retailers and some people who work business in this town. Joining me now on the stage is Barry Gibney. He's the president of Malahide Chamber and Commerce. And, of course, he owns that wonderful hostelry, Gibney's of Malahide, there since 1937. Joanne Pollard, she's the marketing manager at Malahide Castle. She also joins us. And also up here with me is Paula Costello, from O'Farrell Clear Auctioneers, again, very close to the property market here in what's known as the Kinsale of Ireland, as she calls it herself. So, Paula, you're also very welcome. Barry, let me start with you. Firstly, you might tell us about your own business. It's around since 1937, is that right?
Yeah, my grandfather bought the property in 1937 and moved to Malahide. He had pubs in Parquet Street, and the Abbey Tavern Holt and the Royal Hotel in Holt, and he bought Gibney's Malahide, and he put his eldest son there, John Gibney, and he's resided there since 1937, and we've taken over, my two brothers, and now my nephews have taken over.
Right, so how many family now are working in this business that has probably, what, about 100 employees?
Yes, and we've three boys taken over working there, and one from each family, and they're doing quite well.
Wow, so like 18-odd family members, something of that order?
There's around 12 family members working there, yeah.
And do you not kill each other, no?
No, we've always got on.
And one of
sometimes
the,
you do.
One of the great things about Gibney's, and I've been in it a few times, I live in the other side of the city, but as a pub, Barry, what really, it strikes me as a pub that has about sort of six or seven pubs within it, and that people have their own sort of space, that you see different kinds of crowds in different parts of the bars. Mm. Would that be correct?
Yeah, it's like that. It's Malahide is like a village, and it is a village, and always will be a village. But there is people come from the south side, come from Skerries, Lusk, everywhere to Gibney's. And they always come to Malahide because it's a tourist town, and they love the old atmosphere of the pub because it's a traditional pub. And there's not many traditional pubs left, but we've kept it in a traditional phase, and we always will do, please God.
And the fact that I suppose 40 years ago, the population of Malahide would have been about 4,000 people. It's now over 20,000. So, you know, you call it a village, but it's a pretty big village with a population of 20,000, is it not?
It is, but it still holds the village atmosphere.
Yeah.
Because it's quaint, it's small, and, you know, you can walk around the village in 5 minutes. So it'll always be a village. Every time I go up to the village, everybody says hello, and you're always part. It's a village atmosphere.
I was in, and I have to not to plug it, but I was in the local Insomnia this morning, and it's a shop I opened out here nearly 12 years ago, and it's been about four people came up when I was getting a coffee there this morning and said hello, you know, and really nice that, you know, do you know your staff here are fantastic and all that. I just said, this makes me feel so good, and this was at 7:45 this morning, so. Well, let's talk to Joanne Pollard. She's the marketing manager in Malahide Castle. Joanne, you're very welcome to the programme. Tell us about the castle and how that maybe integrates with the village, because it is probably, what, a mile outside, is it?
Yeah, it's about that. You know, so I guess it's probably about a 10-minute walk from the village itself and from the Dart station. So there's a pedestrian entrance that brings visitors straight through into the castle. So, back in 2012, it reopened after €10 million investment by Fingal County Council and by Fáilte Ireland to really enhance the whole site to develop it for international visitors. So we've found that since 2012, like the numbers have just grown year on year, purely by having, you know, simple easy things like, you know, coach car parking, disabled access, brand new visitor centre, you know, that will attract visitors of an international standard that have been well travelled. So
And there isn't any argument that says that pulls people out of this wonderful village.
Not
that,
at all.
That
how
there's
could
coach
it?
Parking and
yeah, not at
Avoca
all.
Hand weavers are out there, are they not?
That they are, absolutely. Yeah. Having said that, there's plenty of parking in Malahide Castle to service all of Malahide Village. And we work very closely and partner with a lot of the businesses in Malahide so that I guess our visitors will know that, you know, you've the likes of, you know, Fingal Sailing School or Irish Centre for Cycling. It's about Malahide as a destination. We have Malahide Castle, but it's all about, you know, the village and the businesses and the award-winning businesses that are here.
And why do you think so many tourists actually visit Malahide? What is it that attracts them in their droves? Barry mentioned it earlier there.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Irish castles. They, you know, everybody loves an Irish castle, particularly the Americans and the Germans and that, and they would be our top visitors. And I guess we're very lucky in terms of our proximity to the likes of Dublin Airport and to the city centre. The access is fantastic. And that's really what kind of brings numbers out. It's a unique selling point when you're talking to tour operators. We get a lot of international tour operators that come over, and it's a case of showing them, here's Dublin Airport, here's Malahide Castle, you're 10 minutes. Your first stop could be arriving into an Irish castle within 10 minutes of landing from, you know, from America, and that they just love that. So,
okay, very interesting. Yeah. Let's bring in our third guest. She's Paula Costello from O'Farrell Clear Auctioneers. Paula, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
Now, you're in the property business. You buy and sell houses. Give us a bit of a postcard view of Malahide and the property scene.
Well, I'm very lucky to sell such beautiful homes, as you can imagine. This is an area that people want to live in, so it makes my job very easy. Being 10 miles north of Dublin city centre, 4 miles from Dublin Airport, and I'm sure you saw it yourself this morning, Bobby, how beautiful and pretty the place is.
Yeah.
After like 34 years of working in the business in the Far Clear Malahide, I'm still wowed when I drive out the coast road. It would take your breath away any day of the week. But why do people want to live here? Well, you know, proximity, like, you know, to everything, really. You know, yeah. We have a great infrastructure. We have great, you know, transport links. We have great, you know, it's a great place to rear your children.
Yeah.
You know, there's every conceivable, you know, sport here, like rugby, soccer, sailing, hockey, golf, cricket, tennis and basketball. Everything everything is catered for.
And what you say there, Paula, about the links to the city, I see that there's a night link for the younger kids that want to go into town, and that exists.
Yeah,
you've got the DART bus links.
That's right, yeah.
And just tell us about the property. Like, if we take places like some of those Celtic Tiger maybe buildings that were selling for £4.2 million. I saw one. Is it Abington or one of those places?
Right, that's right.
It was £4 million in the Celtic Tiger years, and one sold for £1.7 million last week. So, and I think that's only reflective of the marketplace across the country.
You know, like every other place in Ireland, Malahide was affected by the downturn in the market. Mm. And, you know, that ranged from a difference of 60% in values, 60% of the upper end. But still, you know, there's still some of those houses for sale. They're still selling. There's some on the market at 2.8 million. And there are still plenty of people out there looking to buy them. Like, it's no coincidence that, you know, the CSO came out with figures that, you know, we have a higher percentage of professionals living in Malahide than any other town in Ireland. It's 43%. Why? Because it's such a beautiful place to live.
And when you say that people's kids want to live there, as I think, you know, a lot of people who grew up would like to live where they grew up themselves, but is it affordable? Like, if you're somebody who's trying to get on the first time buyers list in Malahide, you know, you're going to have to have serious wedge behind you, are you not?
Absolutely. Well, you know, if you grew up in Malahide, ultimately that's where you want to come back to. You know,
is it affordable?
But you look at areas like, you know, we have properties on our books at the moment ranging from like 280,000. Well, that's first time buyers' properties, okay? And they're in areas like, you know, Waterside, you know, Seabree is, you know, probably starting in the early 400s. But there are, you know, you can buy, like, for example, 2-bedroom townhouses in Lissadell Wood. They're like a 300,000. Mountfield, you can buy an apartment up there for maybe 280,000, 290,000. You may not get the house that you absolutely want to spend your days in, but you'll certainly get on a stepping stone into Malahide as a first-time buyer.
Okay. All right. Stay with us. I want to talk to some people in the audience now. Have we Trish Murphy from Mischief in Malahide? Trish, you're very welcome to the programme. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Now, you run a children's boutique, you're big on communion dresses, and you're a former president of the Chamber.
So that's right, yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your business.
Well, we've 24 years getting up to mischief in Malahide. So
fair play to you.
We've seen the ups and the downs. I think in terms of winning back the high street, I'm one of the retailers here who never let it go.
Right.
We held on, tooth and nail, on a cliff edge, and we believe passionately about the businesses. You know, small entrepreneurs starting small businesses, but we believed in it. We were in a community here who really support small businesses. We're very lucky with the people we have in Malahide, and also the fact that Malahide draws people from other areas, for day trips and just generally for shopping. Yeah.
And did you have a few tough years, 09, 10, 11?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. It was, cliff edge stuff.
Right.
But I think the Chamber is great community network, linking up and working closely and taking the drive ourselves to look at ourselves, very critically and say, what can we do? What can we do better? What can we do differently? What do we have to offer that another village or a high street store or a supermarket or a big shopping centre doesn't have?
Yeah.
So the standard in the stores, in the retail end of it, is very high. We'll compete with any big store.
So you say there's a good community of business people, of retailers and traders. And would there be a sort of a collective vision for Malahide? In other words, would you guys as a group have a sort of a plan that this is what we're going to do to keep ourselves there?
There's a physical plan, the public realm strategy that we worked with very closely with Fingal County Council in terms of the physicality and what's going to happen in terms of the aesthetics of the town. But yeah, it's an ongoing project to see where we can go, what we should do, what we excel at and what we should be promoting in terms of Malahide as an offer, as a product.
Okay, well, keep doing what you're doing. It sounds great. Keep selling them communion dresses. And have we got Áine McCabe from McCabe's Pharmacy? Hello, Áine.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Lovely to talk to you.
Thanks.
Now, you're one of a group of sisters that runs a group. Tell us about your business, first of all.
So I'm Áine McCabe, McCabe's Pharmacy. I'm 10 years as a pharmacist here in Malahide in our very first branch. So my mother and father, Roy and Margaret McCabe, opened the shop here in the shopping centre, or we call the Mall locally.
Of the McCabe's chain, Malahide was the first shop.
The very first shop.
Isn't that wonderful?
37 years in Malahide, only just after Barry Gibney for one of the longest businesses in the village.
Fantastic.
So Roy and Margaret started that, and then myself and my sisters have slowly come into the business. I trained as a pharmacist in London and Manchester, moved back about 15 years ago and have been working as a pharmacist in Malahide. We've grown the business now with myself and my sisters to 24 stores, but we've remained keeping the core values that would have began as a family business in Malahide and keep trying to spread that ethos across the 24 stores, which are nationwide now and continuing to grow.
That's fantastic. Give that lady a round of applause. That's absolutely wonderful. And Áine, you say you grew up in Malahide, and do you live in Malahide yourself now as well? Do you still live here?
Yeah, so grew up in Malahide, went to school in Malahide.
Yeah,
I'm
wow.
Sounding very predictable here.
No,
but
right.
I did leave. I trained in Manchester, did my master's in pharmacy there, moved to London to work as a pharmacist, and then back actually to Drumcondra for 8 years, and I found my way home. So I'm back living in Malahide as of 3 years when I had my first child. We moved back to Malahide.
Now, there's 5 pharmacies in Malahide. Would that be more or less than a standard sort of... is that a lot? Do you consider that a lot of competitors or is that
fair
game?
We have 3 of them, so...
There you go. Always buy the place next door, as they say.
Yeah. Always have the upper hand when we can. No, it is a lot, and I suppose it was a surprise for a lot of people to see the latest Bean Boots move in. But to be honest, the Malahide community is incredibly loyal. They're just such a fantastic place to have a business. They appreciate our honesty, our advice, everything that we've offered them for 37 years. And they're just a wonderful community. And a lot of that, I have to say, is the work of the Chamber. They have kept this community tight-knit. They make sure we have pride in our village and that people shop here in numbers.
And it really is. It's a testament to a village where a big chain like that actually will move in and that the other chemists survive. It happened to me with Starbucks back in 2007 and we rode it out. So, it can be done. Well done, and thank you, Áine.
Thanks, Bobby. That's
great to talk to you. Okay, I want to talk as well now to Linda Callan from Robin's Nest. Linda, you're very welcome to the programme.
How are you doing?
How are you? Tell us firstly about your business.
I suppose we're the best little toy shop, gift shop in Malahide, I'd like to say, on the north side. We do our best. I'm there. I'm Mammy. Emma runs the shop. It's her business, really. How do we shop? We shop with our hearts because we go to trade shows and so on, and we buy what we love.
Okay.
We buy what we know works. We want you to have it in the house and love looking at it. Not a five-minute wonder, not plastic, just lovely things.
So it's toys, it's gifts, it's jewellery.
Yeah, we try to hit everything, really. If you want anything for your mammy, for your granny, for your whatever, we do it.
Now, I see here that you used to have a coffee shop in Swords, but you were worn out by the cafe business.
Well now, Oliver can probably tell you that as well. Burnt out, worn out.
It's a tough old game,
it's
isn't
a tough
it,
game, Linda? Yeah.
Well, yeah. And then what about, it seems a little curious that somebody selling toys, gifts and jewellery would then have a cookery school. How did that all come about?
See, that's me.
Right.
And then Emma can cook, so she helps. So it's kind of down to our cooking, like the shop. It's what we love to do. So I do a six-week, if you know nothing, course, six evenings. And then I do Saturday baking courses. But I only do what I love. I don't try and teach somebody. I'm not gourmet. I'm not just plain good
just
food.
Comfort food.
Yes, very much so.
Well, it sounds great, and we hope we get to taste it
I'll
sometime.
I'll give you a cake one of these days.
Okay, well, thank you, Linda, and keep doing
no
what you're
bother.
Doing. That sounds great. And
thanks, Bob.
Just last word to you, Barry. We heard there from some really, really wonderful businesses within. You described it as a village itself. Would you be confident about Malahide as a trader going forward, that, you know, that it's very robust and that you can compete with the best of them?
Yeah, I think Malahide is a lovely, lovely place to come to. And every business, you know, we're working very hard on extra parking, and we have a good bit of parking, and we're working very hard. And, you know, you can go to Malahide and you get anything you want in Malahide. You don't have to go to a big shop in Malahide. And we've been in business 80 years, and there's in our business, there's 50 places in Malahide you can get alcohol and food.
Yeah.
And we're a small village.
Yeah.
I mean, there is places like Clontarf, and they've 100,000, 150,000. They wouldn't have 50 places you can go on.
And again, all that competition just brings the standard up, doesn't it?
Yeah, because people come
yeah.
to a place where they can get quality and variety and everything. And we have beautiful sea walks and the estuary, and we have everything in the village. So well, that's why it's so good.
Well, it's great to talk to all the retailers. Great to see that, you know, the resilience here, the creativity, and again, the community spirit. Good to see it. And thanks for joining us. We've still loads more to come. Stay with us. We're from Bon Appetit here in Malahide Village, talking to traders, winning back the high street. Stay tuned.